Now then, he was known as the Mole of Edge Hill, and in many ways, philanthropist Joseph Williamson was ahead of his time when he employed soldiers returning from the Napoleonic Wars to build a labyrinth of tunnels underneath Liverpool. You can now visit the tunnels at the Central and Smith Down Lane, which local people have long campaigned for and now run. But further afield, singer-songwriter Nick Harper was inspired by Joseph Williamson to write the title track of his LP, of his CD, Treasure Island.
If you're looking for the best...
opening minute or so of Treasure Island, sung by Wiltshire-based musician Nick Harper, written by him too, and he joins me now from Swindon. Nice to have you on, Nick. Great piece of music. I'll play a bit more later on. It's a fantastic track. Why did you choose Joseph Williamson? How did you know about him?
Well, just having a laugh with geezers in venues after gigs in Liverpool, and one of them started telling me an apocryphal story of Joseph treating the local dignitaries to a meal of bacon and beans.
Oh, it's a great story.
Whereupon some of them left, and then he treated his real true friends to a proper banquet of the time. It was probably roast swan and whatever was going.
Yes, the meal, the sort of poor meal laid out in one place. When the ones who didn't want to eat it left, he said, I know my true friends, and he took them through to another place, another tunnel area, and fed them in the banqueting hall, I think.
Yeah.
So you I don't know if the story is true or not, it's a great story.
But it's a good one, isn't it?
The tunnels are certainly true. Have you been down them?
I have. I've been round them. I went round them a year ago. Incredible. What a feat of engineering. But it's the story behind them that really turns me on and got me going, you know, to write the song.
It's actually the title track of this CD, isn't it? You call the CD Treasure Island. You call the track Treasure Island. Now, some people might think that's an unusual title for a song about tunnels.
the song was actually inspired by politicians during the last election who were sort of slagging off the Brits, really, and trying to do a bit of one-upmanship on who was, who could say the worst things about us. And I just disagreed with that. I travel around. I have the privilege of meeting a lot of people in different cities across the UK. I just think that basically we're a bunch of broad-shouldered, liberal-thinking people on the whole, you know. We're a bit caught up with the greed culture that is unfortunately part of our modern world, but underneath it all, we're a good bunch, I think, and I wanted to write a song to say that.
Somebody emailed us when they knew you were coming on the programme to say, ask you about Knuckle Draggers, which is also on Treasure Island, because you know Condoleezza Rice is visiting this city, and there's a bit of a hoo-ha about it, to say the least.
Exactly, yes, I do. I think if I was asked to play for her, I'd probably not be too careful about the notes I played, and perhaps maybe have a slightly lax attitude to it.
But Knuckle Draggers is about the Iraq War, am I right? I have not heard it, I'm afraid.
Knuckle Draggers?
Yeah.
I'd much prefer to write songs about making babies, but unfortunately I ended up writing one about bombing them, which is not really what I want to do, but I can't help but be, angered and inspired to say what I feel when it comes to things like that, because I think we... sorry, I've got an echo on the line here.
Right, and there is a problem, technically.
We did the wrong thing, you know, we were just puppets and... well, not us, Blair and his cronies... I just disagree with that absolutely and totally, and millions of us march to display that, and we're totally ignored as usual. And one of the great things about Liverpool is that people are prepared to express themselves in that way, and the passion comes out in people. It's one of the reasons I love that city, your city, so much. And I'm sure there will be some sort of protest tomorrow. And I'd be right there with them.
You've obviously come up quite a bit. When are you next up here? When are you next performing? People may want to know.
I'm touring again in October, so I hope I'll be in probably, I don't know, the Barfly or something.
So keep an eye out and an ear out for you.
Absolutely.
You got a new CD coming out at all?
I'm supposed to be editing a DVD for the autumn, but I've ended up... writing a load of new songs, so yeah, I think it's neck and neck now whether the album will come before the DVD.
Well, I'm sure it'll be excellent. Thank you very much for talking to us, Nick.
Thanks, Roger.
I want to be a bit more of Treasure Island, but thank you very much indeed for talking to us.
Thanks.
That's Nick Harper, and this is more of Treasure Island.
Chimneys into a school, mama out from the kitchen to battle her own food, from shackles from slavery into a union, daddy coup, the reason for digging, it's in me and you.
Treasure Island, the title track of the CD by Nick Harper, who we were talking to you just then, and some lovely other tracks on it as well. Well worth getting hold of if you want, and certainly keep an eye out for him when he comes back to Liverpool, hopefully soon after October when his next tour. Keep your ears open now for Mr. Butler, who